What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Republican strategist Carol Calabrese is with us here on WBEN on our live line this morning, looking at U.S. tariff policy, which seems to be changing by the day. It can be quite confusing. Cheap goods we buy overseas online, not so cheap anymore. Is your head on a swivel keeping track of all of this, Carol?
Yes, it is. And, you know, and I pay a lot of attention to it. But it is confusing, and it's going to get more confusing because the question now is headed to the Supreme Court in October, whether or not Trump has the powers under something called the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, if that isn't a mouthful, to declare economic emergencies that require tariffs. Conservative judges will say it's his call. Liberal judges will say no, the court should make the call. Again, conservative judges will probably say, if they rule in his favor, that the law allows Congress to oversee what the president is doing with the act, and the law allows Congress to pass a resolution over undoing what the president has done. They've got that power. So we'll see how it comes down. But yeah, more confusion down the road.
Now, the one thing that we've been highlighting here this morning is this de minimis exemption. It went away late last week. Small packages from around the world now face tariffs. It used to be exempt under $800, not so much anymore. I'm wondering the political impact of this, Carl. I think a lot of people are understanding when we're talking about China and, you know, cheap things that you could buy or find here that are made in America might be a little more expensive. You order online from China. And I think people understand the idea behind now charging a tariff on those cheap goods. But maybe a little less understanding if you're buying a package from, you know, somebody selling something in Canada or in Europe or the UK somewhere where you're now facing this tariff. Is it maybe too broad to be politically successful?
Well, it may very well be, Brian. I said this from the very beginning about Trump and his tariff policy. Now, Trump believes, use his words, he has the cards. And the cards are 340 million pretty much affluent consumers who like to spend money. And foreign companies and exporters want access to that market. So, you know, Trump is saying, okay, I can get something out of them for a price to get into the market. That's what his tariffs are. But I've said, look, here's the political aspect of it. If this works, and Trump is right, he will have succeeded in a number of things: remaking the world trading system to the America's benefit, especially when it comes to manufacturing jobs. He will have secured his legacy, and he will give the Republican Party a really good chance to win a number of elections at the congressional and presidential level for the next few cycles. If he's wrong and it fails, you know, his legacy will be marred and he'll take the Republican Party with him. But I want to say that, you know, so far, the so-called experts have been pretty wrong on this thing. OK, they said we would have inflation. Well, inflation has gone up, but it's gone up in tenths of points, not points. They said we would have a recession. The latest GDP for the last quarter showed a very healthy growth of the economy of 3.3%. Consumer spending is still strong. Gas prices, yesterday gas prices on Labor Day were the lowest they've been since Labor Day of 2020. Mortgage rates are coming down, and stock market's doing real well. So people, which is a majority of this country now, that have stocks and 401k plans are smiling at the end of the month when they open up their statements. So, you know, all of those predictions were wrong. In addition, Trump may end up getting between $300 and $400 million of new revenue into the federal treasury because of the tariffs. And he's got pledges, and I understand they're pledges. They may not come true. But right now he's got pledges for $3.5 trillion with a T dollars of foreign companies bringing jobs and manufacturing facilities back to the United States. Again, they're pledges. They may not happen. But if they do, it's got huge significance. So, again, it's kind of a high wire act without a net or a tether.
Yeah, it sounds like it. What's hard to understand is, who are these tariffs meant to punish? I mean, is it the countries or is it the American consumer? Because it seems like we're the ones that will be paying the increase.
You know, the answer, Susan, is both. I mean, now, the Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, gave a speech last week, and he said the increases we're seeing in some foreign goods is not inflationary. And what he meant by that was, you know, inflation, the definition of inflation is too many dollars chasing too few goods. That's what happened during the Biden years when the government pumped huge amounts of money into the economy. What Powell said was, all right, so if prices of foreign goods go up, it's probably temporary, because what happens is you and I as consumers, we react to that and we say, okay, I'm not going to buy that foreign good. I'm either not going to buy it at all, or I'm going to find a substitute that's cheaper. And eventually those foreign goods, the manufacturers of those foreign goods say, I want to keep my market share in America. I got to lower my price, and that, you know, supply and demand will work out. That's what Powell was saying. Again, let's wait and see if that's true.
See if it happens. Hey, Carl, thanks as always for joining us. Always appreciate
it.
Carl Calabrese, Republican political strategist, joining us live here on WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.